Good evening, Pilgrim Chris here again in the second part of my boo titled A Bender About Gender. And as I mentioned in my first boo, it's in response to some audio boos I've been listening to from R2UK and Pawari. And I love these ladies. The boos have always thought provoking, and I can understand a lot where they're coming from regarding the issues of clothes being marketed for a specific gender. However, as I mentioned in my previous boo, this is marketing. It's to do with profit, it's to do with maximising gain for a corporation. And as there is no argument in any shop, whether you buy something for your son that is on the girls' rail or vice versa, to me it's a little bit of a mute point. It seems to be a little bit of angst over something remarkably trivial. And we can expand that angst into what we think is a meaningful and society-changing debate. But it isn't, because it's always been there. We talk about boys dressing in blue and girls dressing in pink. Well, pre-1930s, it was the other way around. If you want to have a look at your history, you'll find that boys were always in pink and girls were always in blue pre-1930s. Things change. And things will change again, probably in our own lifetimes. What we see now is changing all the time. And whether or not I purchase something that I think is suitable for my son off the girls' rail or vice versa is my choice. And at least the option's there for me to do so. The alternative, of course, will be to have every item of clothing just marked as unisex and let the parents make their own choice. If a shop did that, it would go out of business because parents would think, hang on a minute, I want something for my girl. How am I going to find that if it's on the unisex rail? And one person's idea of a unisex item of clothing isn't necessarily another's. And so we're going to have these vagrancies, we're going to have these issues in shops. A shop cannot cater for every individual person's personal choice, preference or thought process. And we have to remember that. It's not really... I would be more concerned if a shop was selling a BB gun and marketing that to, you know, somebody under the age of 18, in which they can do, than marketing a red dressing gown for a boy when it could be classed as unisex. I'm not trying to belittle what's been said, I'm just offering, trying to bring some balance into this, because we can get enraged about things or angst about things that really, if we took a little bit of time to think about it, we perhaps wouldn't get so worked up about, you know? Boys are boys, girls are girls, always have been, always will be, and I'm not talking sexuality here either. A gay man is still a man. A gay woman is still a woman, a straight man is still a man, and a straight woman is still a woman. And how anybody wants to dress as they get older, as they take responsibility for themselves, is entirely up to them. How they want to live their life is entirely up to them. As long as, of course, it doesn't hurt anyone around them, because then it becomes a selfish act. But as children, children need guidance. We need protection. And for the little girl who went to school and was mistaken for a boy, then I think that's poor parenting. Simple. Poor parenting. Why would you allow that potential angst for your child to happen when you can so easily change it? I want doesn't mean I get, especially for children. You know? So anyway, they were just a few thoughts, and I did expand the issue somewhat, but I think it needed doing because it was getting a little bit, it seems to be a little focused on a certain ideology that is really not there and never will be there. We are not unisex beings, and therefore you cannot market any item particularly that's going to suit everyone. We're all individuals and have individual choices. Well, thank you for listening. Hope I didn't offend anyone. It wasn't my intent to do so. God bless. Thank you.